fine. Now, if you're actually wondering what to do this weekend, there's a number of things you could take in around Lausanne this weekend. It's all part of the Les Urbaines Festival, which goes on every year, actually, around this type of year, this time of year. It goes on in Lausanne, in Ronan, and around Chavannes as well. And I'm joined by the co-director of the festival, Iseline Rocher. Iseline, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning. Now, Iseline, tell us a little bit about the festival Les Urbaines. What is it all about? What's your aim with it?
Yes. So Les Urbaines is a festival that explores emerging aesthetics. Right. And we are presenting visual, sound-based and performative forms. And it happens this year in 9 different venues in Lausanne, Renon and Chavannes. And one really important thing to know is that the festival is totally free, so you can attend without paying an entrance.
Okay, so it's completely free and you can go along. So you say there's 9 different venues, and in each venue you've got a variety of things that people can look at and experience.
Yes, exactly. It's mixing live acts, exhibition, performance, dance, different forms. And the artists are really trying to provide new artistic languages. So often you can maybe be surprised because it's not what you will generally see throughout the year. And it's really the aim of the festival, to give visibility to those daring artists.
Okay, and it's on this weekend. Is it any specific time or is it on all day? I mean, what sort of is the best time to go and experience some of these things?
So it's starting tonight at 6. There's the opening at the Espace Arlo. It's where the exhibition takes place. Also, the exhibition runs until next Sunday. So if you are not here this weekend, you can still attend during next week.
Right.
And then it's throughout the day on Saturday and Sunday. So on Saturday, it's starting at 11 with the exhibition. And then it goes throughout the day until late at 9, until 4 for the clubbing part. And right. Sunday, it's during the day. And for your audience regarding languages, it's like you can attend almost everything because there are only maybe there are 2 performances which are only in French, and we present 47 projects. So there's really a lot to do and discover.
There's a lot to do. So only 2 are only in French. So the other 45 things going on is perfectly fine. Okay, so it's all this weekend. We'll talk about that exhibition in a bit more detail in a second. But I think, Iseline, we just need to point out if there are, or I'm sure there are, some COVID regulations involved here.
Yes, of course. So, yeah, we are the preparation is, of course, touched by the new regulation that took place. Like it happened so quickly, like within last week.
Right.
So because of the quarantine obligation for people coming from certain countries, we unfortunately had to cancel a few projects, but we are really lucky. It's only 3 projects. We are really lucky with this. And then in Canton de Vaud yesterday, they announced that masks is again mandatory inside, which is not really a problem for us. And today there are going to be a new announcement, and we hope it's not going to impact too much the festival.
Okay, so you should wear a mask if you're inside, and of course, obviously, you need to have a COVID health pass.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot to say this. it didn't change.
No, that didn't change. You will need one of those. Okay, now, Iseline, now finally, as you said, so the big festival, I mean, all the main events are going on all this weekend, starting tonight at 6. Now, there is, though, as you say, an extended exhibition, which does start today, but then goes on all of next week. So what is that exhibition all about?
So in this exhibition you will discover the work of 11 artists, and they are presenting works like they are painting, a sculpture, video. And the idea of this exhibition, there's no like really a general theme about this exhibition. It's more to show work that are like visually striking, and it's presenting like the artistic practice of these 11 artists. Those artists are both Swiss and international, And it's really a great opportunity to discover a daring and innovative artist there.
Okay, and just finally, Islin, where is that for that exhibition? Where would people need to go?
This one is at Espace Arlo. It's really central in Lausanne at Place de la Riponne.
Okay, all right. So, Islin, thank you for that. Thank you very much for that. If you actually want to find out more about Les Urbaines Festival, then you just have to simply go to the website lesurbaines.ch. You can find all the details there, and it's on, as I say, starts. So, as Islin was saying, starts at 6 tonight. Goes all the big events go on all this weekend, and then the exhibition goes on for the rest of the week. You're listening to WRS. It's just coming up to 20 minutes past 9.